Delphine Duffy. Delphine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
You're in Limerick. You contacted us. Why?
Well, my son went up to the All-Ireland semi-final, the hurling final there on Saturday, Limerick versus Galway, right? He's a Limerick supporter. And so he went up on the bus with the lads, right? But we could only get him, the only seat we could get him back mm-hmm. was on an earlier bus, but it was on his own. And we had warned him that he'd have to leave the match maybe 10, 15 minutes early, look up his Google Maps and get back to Burgh Quay for the bus home, you know, because there was no other seats available okay. on any other bus. So he did that. He left Croke Park early. Google Maps, he looked it up. And then he kind of thought to himself, Janie Mac, where am I? So Google Maps had brought him to the East Wall.
Okay.
And he kind of thought, Janie Mac, I thought it was on the other side of the river. So he redirected Google Maps and then his phone died.
Oh, God.
So he was in Dublin on his own. He's not familiar at all with Dublin.
Yeah. And by the way, Delphine, just to say to people, OK, people might know East Wall. It's a beautiful enclave. On the north side of the river, which calling it East Wall, can be a little bit confusing to know where you are. But anyway, it's a lovely enclave, but it's completely and totally dwarfed now by an enormous slew of new apartments, office blocks. It's a maze down there. No matter if you were like Sean O'Casey, born, well, reared around there anyway, and grew up there. But anyway, so understandably, Evan is lost.
Oh, he was way off track and he discovered that just before his phone died because Google Maps redirected him and he knew he had to go to the other side of the river. So he started to kind of running around thinking, oh God, how am I going to get here? And he spotted this lady, this okay. amazing woman. it's still so emotional. But he spotted Mary in her front garden gardening and he said, he went over to her and he explained his dilemma and he said, look, I have to get this bus home. It's my only way to get home. All I have left is €15 and please, can you help me get across the river? And I'll give you the €15 for the petrol.
Okay.
So Mary took off her gardening glove and brought my son to the bus. He got the bus home and when he got off the bus, he said, lads, I have a great story for you because he obviously couldn't tell us on the bus because his phone had died. So I emailed you, Joe, because I really wanted to thank Mary because
Mary,
could have been a different outcome.
And I mentioned it earlier about Mary from East Wall, and we got a phone call from this woman, Margaret Gormley, who's obviously not called Mary. Margaret, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And where are you? You're living in East Wall.
Yeah, I'm living in East Wall, third generation of East Wall person.
Great.
And I know that lady. I know her very well. She lives right facing me on across the road.
Okay, so when I said Mary from East Wall, and she was it. What was the piece of the jigsaw that put it together for you?
Yeah, she's a retired school teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does she drive a Renault?
She drives a Renault. Now, I'm not familiar with cars, but I knew it was a Renault. Yeah.
Okay.
Neither am I, Margaret. Yeah.
Well, there's one for everyone in the yard. Margaret, so you clicked. You said
clicked
to yourself.
Immediately.
You said to yourself, you were listening to the promo, and so you ran across the road.
That's right.
And you
knocked at the door. Mary came out, and I said, Mary, I said, did you do a very kind act for a boy on Saturday? And she said, oh, my goodness. And she said, she's not a very, she's a modest person.
Yeah,
she
like everyone in East Wall, Margaret.
Oh,
modesty is your middle name.
Stop. Anyway, she was a bit overcome, and I said the boy's mother wants to thank you. I heard her on the radio today, and she's the type of a person that would do something like that. She's very kind, and she's a very good neighbour. So I mean, I said to myself, there has to be Mary. I went over anyway. I spoke to her, and I gave her the phone, and she was speaking to your researcher.
Okay, and we were talking to her an hour ago, but now she's obviously gone off to. another good Samaritan gesture, because she said, "Oh yeah, I'd love to talk to Delphine, but we're ringing her at the moment, Delphine." Delphine, Margaret.
That's gas.
Margaret, will you look out? Are you near the hall door?
Yeah, hold on. I'll go out to the
open
the
hall
door
for me, will you?
Yeah, I'll go out to the
hall door. Can I just say, Joe, Mary didn't even want, she didn't take anything from Evan. She just said to him, you do a good deed now.
Oh, yeah, pass it on.
You do a good deed.
Margaret, are you at your hall door?
I am, yeah.
Can you see Mary's house?
Yeah, it's right across the road from me.
Is the car outside it?
Yep, it is.
The curtain's drawn.
No, I'm going over and I'm going to knock at the
door. Knocking the door. Well done. Keep walking. Yeah. And mind yourself crossing that road. They're narrow roads. And there's cars parked on both sides. Just be careful. So where are you now? Has Mary got she's a small garden because she was weeding her garden last week.
She had a bit of growth up the top. She's a big drive in for her car.
Will you knock on the door?
Yeah, hold a wish.
Mary!
Mary! The door is open, hold on.
Oh, Mary.
Mary, do you want to get on my phone here?
Yes.
Mary. Joe wants to talk to you.
Mary. Mary, I know you are hiding under the duvet. There's no escape. Why aren't you answering your phone, Mary?
My phone never rang. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, Evans, will you tell us what happened last Saturday? It's last Saturday, yeah. You're in your garden.
I was here, Joe, in the front garden, and I was putting up a few old weeds. And the next minute, this young man comes along, and he says to me, could he pay me to drive him into Burg Quay? Well, this is an unusual request. Joe, you know. So I looked at him and I said, he said he'd pay me €15. And I said, I said to him, where are you going? And I asked him what he needed to get in there for. So he said to me then, Joe, that he needed to get in because he was coming from the match. He was on his own. His phone was low, and that he needed to catch the bus by 2:15.
And he was lost. His sat nav had gone. He was lost.
He was totally lost, Joe. He was totally lost. So then I could. He wasn't going to get the bus unless I helped him. So I just weighed the situation up for a moment and I thought, this guy needs help, you know. Of course I'll drive him in, sure, it's only down the road, you know. And so we hopped in the car, and I have a lovely electric car, and he told me about his dad's electric car. And then I drove him in, Joe, and he got to the bus on time, so I was very pleased.
Oh,
and
well just done.
I'm absolutely baffled to be on the national race about this.
Well, Mary, do you want to give me... It's up to you. So do you want to give me your second name?
My second name is McMahon.
Yeah. Okay. Delphine Duffy, you can talk directly there to Mary McMahon. Delphine.
Well, thanks, Joe. Thank you so much, Mary, for saving Evan on Saturday, because you're such a kind person. I don't know what would have happened to him if he hadn't come across you. And I didn't know how to get in touch with you because he hadn't got your second name, or he couldn't remember the name of the street or anything, which was totally reasonable as well. But I just thought everybody listens to Joe, or that the neighbours would be listening to Joe, and that's the only way I'm actually going to be able to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting my son home safe on Saturday. Thank you.
Yeah. Can I say to you, you're more than welcome, sure. What are we if we can't help each other out? And I could see he needed help, and I was only glad to help him. And he said to me, could he pay me? But I didn't want to take any money. But afterwards, I thought, what I would say to him about it is, I would like him to put €5 in the charity box, and I'd like him to look out for someone else who needs help and to go and help them and pass it on.
He told me that, Mary, and he's definitely going to do that for you.
And Mary, have you done this before?
No, I'm not in the habit of all sorts of taxiing people around, even though I love driving my electric car. But it was just, I think, Joe, I'm a retired teacher, so, you know, he was a young fellow who I could see he needed help. I could see he was stressed. I could see that he needed help. So what we could do, only help him.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Mary and Margaret, I don't know if Margaret can hear me now because we're now on Margaret's. I can see it now. Evan, I can see it. Is that Mary back to me? Margaret.
Yes, that's Margaret.
Margaret, I can see it now. East Wall, Evan lost the musical. Coming soon. Will you stay there? Because people are running in with tickets to give to Margaret and Mary for their brilliant acting. Stay with us.
Thank you, Margaret.
Yeah, Joe.
Will you tell Mary to answer the phone? We're going to ring her directly now and stop hiding under the duvet. Now that she's on air. Joe@rte.ie.
Yeah, she's funny.
Back
Talk
in a second.
Joe on 0818-715-815.
Okay, where's Eileen? Eileen, before I go, what is it? Another act of human kindness. God knows we need it. Tell us, Eileen.
Joe.
What happened?
So I sell crepes in the farmers market in St. Anne's Park every Saturday. So
that's in Dublin in Clontarf-Raheny, yeah, in Dublin.
Clontarf. And I sell ice cream as well. Okay, so a few weeks ago, this couple came down to me. We were nearly finished the day, and they wanted $2.99 and a can of 7-Up, right?
Okay, was it one of those gloriously summery days?
It was an absolute scorcher. The poor pair were absolutely medium rare with the heat.
Okay.
So I poured them a couple of ice creams and they were delighted. Got out the can of 7-Up and they went to pay me by card.
Okay.
Now, I know you know the park, Joe, and the signal down there is beyond horrible.
Dreadful.
The card wouldn't work, right? So I said, look, they haven't got any cash. I said, don't worry about it. Next time you're down, you know, come over to me.
Did you not ask for the 99s back?
I did for the crack. And the they were nearly handing them back to me. I said, will you stop? I'm only having a laugh with you. So anyway, the card wouldn't work and they were in a heap about it. And I said, don't worry about it. Do you know what I mean? So I said, next time you're down. And they said, oh, we're not local. And I said, look, pay it forward, you know, throw a few bobbins. Doesn't matter, right? So Niall, who was the gentleman, said, oh, well, I won't take the drink then, so I haven't opened it. And I'm saying, would you take the drink, for God's sake? Anyway, that was grand. I forgot all about it, didn't even think about it. Roll on, 2 or 3 weeks later, they arrived back to me.
Brilliant.
And the lady was called Sandra. And she said, do you remember us? And I didn't for a second. And she said, you gave us ice creams and a drink a couple of weeks ago and the card machine wouldn't work. And I said, grand. Yeah. Well, we're back to pay you. And I said, oh, just as well. I said, I was telling all the traders not to serve you. You know, you were
Photographs on every tree. Wanted.
On every tree, yeah. So anyway, she has a bottle, you know, a bottle in a lovely gift bag.
Oh,
and
lovely.
She said, there you go. And thanks so much for your kindness. Well, Joe, I nearly cried. I said, oh, my God. I said, that is the most expensive bloody 99s you've ever had. I said, you're so good. You didn't need to do that. Oh, no. And I'm so sorry it took us a couple of weeks to come back.
That's
but we had christening on and blah, blah, blah. Right? And I was saying, will you be worrying? So
Niall and Sandra from Balbriggan.
Niall and Sandra. So that was, they said, we got the train. We're coming from Balbriggan. Now, I don't know if they live there or they're from there or just coming from there. I said, oh, my God. They got the train and the bus and they came from Balbriggan with the bottle of wine. She said, I'm here to pay you now. I said, you will not pay
me for those ice creams.
I'm telling you now.
Okay, so well done. Are you there? Are you there on Saturday?
The Rose Festival is on Saturday.
I'm going to go up to it. If you're there, I'll definitely come over with my credit card and hope that the machine isn't working.
And then
I know I'm going to St. Anne's Park on Saturday morning, and then I'm going to Malahide Castle in the afternoon because the Lions Club in Malahide are having a wonderful event to celebrate their 50th anniversary. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, back tomorrow.